Hey guys, welcome back. The worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you once again the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an absolutely terrific day today. I'm over here playing on the website this morning, getting some stuff done. Florida went from like 85 yesterday to, I don't know, what was this morning, Rich? 40? 44? Walked outside, some shorts, about it, and I immediately walked back in. If you've been to Florida when it's cold, Florida's cold when it's cold. The humidity's so high down here. But other than that, having a great time. Got everybody's orders packed up and done yesterday. All caught up as far as for the Christmas slowdown, I guess you could call it. Shipments are en route and everything's running smoothly. So if you guys have any issues or have any questions or just want to get some health information, feel free to give us a call or you can email us at healthmasters. And be sure to check out the podcast platform, thebrowershow.com, and make sure you're getting your updates up here. You can click your updates and put your name, email, click the Brower Show and Health Masters, and that way you can subscribe and get sent right to your email, including all the different specials and sales and kits that we're going to be running on a regular basis, including in the next couple days with New Year's coming along. That's always a big time for a lot of people to start getting in shape again. I guess that's what some people do in New Year's. I mean, to me, it seems a lot easier if you just kind of stay consistent year-round. But, you know, oh, good morning. Yeah. Glad, yeah, no joke. Glad you could join us. Another purple stick. Warm up some on it. And so, yeah, I got a couple articles we're going to be covering today on a few different things. And a few of them are going to be covering some health stuff. Also, too, what's been going on now. Apparently, we have the CIA that's doing drone strikes in Venezuela. Everybody's gotten mixed reviews on what they're doing with this whole
thing.
They
did one drone strike on a remote dock.
On a dock.
Trump was just flexing a little bit.
Well, the CIA was doing it.
Well, the CIA is a bunch of.
Well, you got to remember, because this is what I said before, that this is a very precarious situation right now they're running with. Because if, you know, say the Marine Corps starts doing unprovoked drone strikes on foreign soil, that is a direct act of war that Congress has not approved. And now they're trying to say that because there is allegedly fentanyl somewhere at some time that they can't find anywhere, that's a weapon of mass destruction now.
Well, the problem is the CIA, they run their money through the black ops, through the treasury, through the drug running, and through the exchange stability fund. And so they go through Congress. They very rarely ever have to go through Congress any longer. They make so much money.
The CIA doesn't. No,
because
they say it's national security. We can't discuss it.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just that they operate from money, from drugs, and from mafioso groups.
Well, in my opinion, from what I have been told and talked to, and Dad and I have talked to a few different people as well on this, is, remember, Maduro, they pretty much set in place. He was there as their front guy. This is where the CIA always operates. That way they can handle all their business as far as with drugs with Venezuela.
They told him to step out, and he said no.
So that's exactly right. Or they said, we need to start doing operations a little bit different. You need to take a little haircut. We need to start doing some different things. And apparently he said, no can do, CIA. I like my position here. I'm not stepping down.
The problem is, once you become the president of a country, a dictator of a country, you kind of feel good about it, I guess. You kind of get to run around with guns and security and helicopters.
Your narco boys run around bringing all this cash.
You get your gold-plated AK-47s, and you get to go outside and shoot it, and nobody can say anything to you.
I saw one of those on Gunbroker the other day for sale. It didn't sell, though. It didn't bid high enough. Reserve one. The full gold-etched AK-47, unfired. Pretty cool gun. I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to do with it. Put it on the wall. You can't really shoot it.
We can.
You can.
Especially for a shot.
Yeah, especially when it starts to tear down.
Oh, by the way, multiple recalls issued for deadly holiday cookies.
Cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Leave the cookies alone, terrorists.
No, listen to this. This is crazy. Deadly. Deadly hidden ingredients.
Oh, wow. They're concerned about the ingredients?
No, they had peanuts in them.
Really?
Yeah, undisclosed peanuts. Well, you know, when a person has a peanut allergy, because, you know, these kids, what happens? They use peanut oil in these vaccines.
That there you go. You wonder why the peanut allergies are going through the roof.
And so you end up with somebody who gets an unbelievable allergy to peanuts. And so it can be life-threatening. Their throat can swell up. I mean, they have some serious problems. But that's why it never made any sense to me why people, you know, don't boycott Five Guys. You know, because, you know,
Like Five Guys would be directly linked to, like, a massive amount of allergic reactions.
Well, I think people realize that, you know, there's peanuts all over the floor in Five Guys. I think
there's jugs of peanut oil sitting in case up front.
If two bakers are called their holiday cookies over contamination with undeclared peanuts.
Yeah, of course.
Gregory's Foods packages frozen monster cookie dough, which contains peanuts, in a bag labeled as white chocolate macadamia nut a recipe does not include the peanuts.
It's got macadamia nuts, but you
consumers can identify the potentially hazardous product by looking through the clear window on the bag. The Monster cookie dough contains visible chocolate chips and colored candy-coated pieces. While correct, white chocolate macadamia nuts, those do not. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, the thing that bothers me here with this. No, it says, you know, over deadly hidden ingredients. And, you know, they can be deadly to people who basically have allergies to them. But the reality is, it's a peanut.
You know what I think? I'm going to go conspiratorial. I think the boys that love Free Air wanted some chocolate chip cookies in their underground bunker. I got jokes today. Oh, interesting day. It's going to be a good week, guys. Everybody staying healthy. Make sure you guys are staying updated on the newsletters that we're writing, on the articles here. We got a lot of these coming up, and we're writing these every week for you guys. We did one on the Mushroom Complex just recently, which is on Product of the Week. We kind of overlapped Product of the Week last week, if you saw. They landed with Christmas Eve, so I left the mushrooms up because a lot of people were enjoying it and getting me feedback and also trying it. So we wrote an article on that product if you wanted to read it on here. And there's also another one that I was reading last night. Where'd it go? Oh, it was on the D3 again. This is a very important one this time of year, especially in the northern states that don't see the sun for a while.
5-HTP, we got to cover that. We started yesterday. But let's do the D3 first.
The D3 K2 with 10,000 IUs with K2.
Great product.
Is extremely important during the cold season. It says high-dose vitamin D during acute illness. This goes into detail and discusses, and this is documented on here as far as articles. It says during the COVID pandemic, physicians explored high-dose vitamin D. Hospital study gave patients doses of 30,000 IUs over a short period, 90,000 IUs total. The regimen resolved deficiency within 4 days and reduced mortality by 67% compared with controls. Those are their numbers. Scientists know that immune cells express vitamin D receptors, and the vitamin D can inhibit the cytokine storm by inhibiting pro-inflammatory cytokines.
How many times have I covered that?
Yeah, I know.
I've talked about that dozens of times.
This is in, if you guys want to pull this up, this is the article right here that's referenced on here. 2025 effect of moderately high-dose vitamin D supplementation on mortality in patients hospitalized by COVID-19.
Well, it's not,
all these are referenced.
It stops the fluid buildup in the lungs is what it does. It stops the cytokine storm. Oh, by the way, it's talking about hospitals and COVID and how the hospitals used to get $100,000, allegedly, for every COVID patient that died. The big, beautiful bill, I'm not going to make comments on that name, is going to provide $50 billion to strengthen. It's not $50 million. It's $50
billion. Billion with a B.
To strengthen rural hospitals, more than 700 at risk of closure. I guess they got the big influx of cash from COVID, and they basically didn't know how to control themselves as far as their expenditures.
There's also another part of this, though, that they're not discussing on here. This has been told me by somebody in Orlando that I know, through the healthcare department, is that the massive influx of illegals that come in, you can't deny a healthcare. If somebody comes out of the hospital and they have a heart attack, you can't go, we're not going to treat you because we can't verify you have health insurance.
That's true.
Standard care, they got to treat them. It's what happened is this massive influx, especially in rural areas that have had 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 migrants sometimes injected into small areas that don't even know how to function halfway. They overrun the hospital industrial complex there. And what happens is they don't pay the bill. None of them pay the bill. They don't even negotiate the bill because they don't even have a social security number at halftime. If they do, it's a bogus number. So what happens is a lot of these hospitals now over the last couple of years under the Biden regime with allegedly what they're saying around 20 million people from other countries were injected here during the Biden regime is that it's overrun the hospital bill structure and that a lot of times these guys truly can't cover overhead anymore because they're having so many extended bills that aren't getting paid. Even collection agencies can't get any money for them. So that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of this is happening. That's my take.
Well, you know, anytime you have an influx of 20 million people into a country and thousands into a rural area with a rural hospital who aren't paying the bills, you're going to have a massive deficit for that hospital.
Yeah.
Period. And the problem is medical care now has become so expensive, they don't want to bring the cost down of the medical care. Yeah, I know with dentists, I'm not going to pick on dentists today, but no, I think I will. I'm going to pick on dentistry today. You know, and the reason I do that is not because I don't like dentists, but nobody really likes going to the dentist unless you're getting your teeth cleaned or whatever, something that's not invasive. But the reality is that who wants to get a tooth pulled? That's just awful.
It's horrible.
And the thing about it is that you think about it for a second. You know, dentistry used to be very, very affordable in the United States. I mean, I remember getting cavities filled for $15-$20.
You kind of date yourself with that one.
Back with Abraham Lincoln. And I remember, you know, it was like the dentists were good because, you know, the average income wasn't that high back then. But, yeah. But the reality was it wasn't cost prohibitive. You could go in and you could make it happen. Now you get a cavity, you might pull your tooth pulled, maybe $600.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you
plus. Oh, now we also have to do another set of x-rays on you.
Well, no, you go get your teeth clean. It's the x-rays, it's the doctor's fee, it's the nurse's fee, it's the handling fees, it's the disposal fees. You know, $200-$400 sometimes.
I got x-rays 3 or 4 years ago. The last couple of times I've got my teeth clean, usually once a year, probably need to do it twice a year, but whatever. They always want x-rays.
Again, well,
I'm not getting x-rays every 6 months or 12 months.
Well, I'm not picking on them because I'm happy they make good money, but I remember there was a guy who lived, you know, close to us in our neighborhood. He moved and had a been about a $3-4 million home. I'm not sure the price over there on Lake Eloise.
Nice.
I mean, house profits, and it's all from dental care. And it's just, you know, when you start making thousands upon thousands of dollars a day in fees, you know, you may make $10,000-$20,000 a day as a dentist if you're doing cosmetic dentistry. Yeah, you know, some of the cosmetic dentists, though, they're really good at what they do. I know you got a tooth that you broke off one time when you were 18 years old. And that doggone thing's been there for, and you had, and he glued it back on with a porcelain veneer or whatever the heck he did.
Yeah.
And that's been 20 years ago, and it's still there.
Yeah. Now, good dental work is you know, you need it. There's no question about it. I mean, you ever had a toothache or a tooth that needs to get pulled out? It's rough.
Well, I had a friend of mine, his girlfriend went over to Romania to get some dental work done. Yeah. Oh, man, she ended up with infections, almost died. I mean, unbelievable.
You got to be careful.
But she saved a bunch of money. And, you know, especially if you're going to get dental implants, be really careful you get them on the upper part of the upper bite, because that's where all the sinus cavities are. And you start drilling into there and putting screws in there.
Really?
And in that
careful.
Sinus cavity, you can get a serious
infection. The bottom's not as bad because you got the jawbone screw into. But, yeah, you start doing implants in the top jaw, top mandible.
You better
like that,
know who they are and what they are doing. It's very, 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 very important.
Oh, and back to 5-HTP. I want to close this out. I told you guys I'd cover it yesterday. I ran out of time on here. There's a new study that came out. It was a 2025 randomized controlled trial published in Nutrients, offered one of the clearest human examinations to date on how daily 5-HTP supplementation affects cognition and mood in older adults. They want to say here, over the course of the study, participants who took 5-HTP experienced statistically significant improvement in overall cognitive performance, as reflected as an increase in their MoCA scores, which, while the average improvement was modest, about it occurred consistently in the 5-HTP group and not merely as practice effect. In aging research, even small changes of the magnitude are considered meaningful. Several specific cognitive domains, including language, naming, abstract reasoning, showed time-related improvements. These domains are closely linked to frontal brain regions. At the biochemical level, listen, the study found a significant rise in serotonin levels in 5-HTP group over the 12-week period. These findings supported the proposed mechanism of action by providing direct precursor to serotonin, 5-HTP. The moods also shifted in a favorable direction. Participants taking 5-HTP showed a reduction in depressive symptoms, particularly noticeable by week 8 of supplementation. This is why I've had a lot of people, and they ask me, you know, I'm feeling a little down, or I've had something happen, I'm trying to get my moods back up. Before you start going on these pharmaceutical drugs, run the stack, the mood booster stack we have, with the omega-3 fats, the B-complex, and the 5-HTP. Those three, just simplistic as that, can do a great job at increasing the mood. But remember, it's not a pharmaceutical drug. You're not going to take it and 20 minutes later, suddenly in one day, you're going to feel significantly crazy or better. And you might. I have seen some people have really fast results. But make sure you're giving it time for your body to build up and regenerate and clear itself out. Another thing you can do, too, if you've just been down lately, you got stuff going on, make sure you throw in the D3. We just covered that as far as what happens with a lot of people during the winter. And thirdly, what you need to do is sometimes you need to do a dopamine cleanse. Get off the phone, get off the iPad, get off as much social media and as much internet time as you can for at least a few days. A lot of times it's good to do it for like a week or two. But if you have the ability to do so, if you're not working, take a weekend off. On Friday, cut it loose. If you don't need your phone, turn it off. And just get away for a couple days and just detox your body. Let your receptors clear. Let your body reset. Hammer the 5-HTP, B-complex, and omega-3 fats. And I promise you, majority of the time, by Monday, you'll be fresh, feel ready to go, right back at it. If you really want to have an increase in mood, make sure you get some exercise in over that weekend and actually pushing your body some. That'll massively increase serotonin levels naturally, especially when you take it with a 5-HTP. That was my stance on it.
I know the 5-HTP, I don't take it every day, but I do take it, you know, regularly, you know, a couple times a week. And I always, and if I ever feel a little bit down or a little bit tired or whatever, I'll take that and I'll stack it with some cod liver oil.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to, but I try to. The problem is I take so much stuff.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Sometimes you take more than I do. Yeah,
100 pills a day and you're not, well, they're not pills. They're nutrients. Now let me clarify what I just said. That was a terrible statement.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these pills.
If I'm sitting down, like yesterday, I had a big plate of vegetables. And my weight is down, by the way. We're doing good. And I had a big plate of vegetables. And I thought to myself, oh, there's peas and there's carrots and there's broccoli or whatever. And I thought to myself, I need to count the number of peas I'm taking.
You're joking me, right?
I'm joking.
Okay. Like, please.
I'm joking. He said, what do you mean you're counting peas? Well, I'm just, you know, I'm not going to make sure that I'm not nutrient overloading with peas. So, I mean, I'm going to take this 10 peas and I'll add 10 more peas and I'll end with 10 more peas and I'm going to have 35 peas a day. And you're like, why would you possibly count peas? It's kind of like supplements. Now you got the segue.
Now we got it.
Am I really going to be concerned if I'm taking 100 supplements a day? Because sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But remember, if you're taking 10 vitamin C pills a day, capsules a day.
You're breaking out through the day, though, too.
Well, I take 5 and 5. Or, yeah. Now, but now I use the powder. I just dump
so
it in.
So we break it in, yeah.
Yeah. And then I take 5 turmeric in the morning, 5 turmeric in the evening. So right there, you're already at 20 pills.
Yep.
If you're counting, but don't count.
Don't count.
And you know, so that's why I look at it like that, because I finally have begun to realize that it really doesn't matter. I'd rather spend a little bit extra money on supplements that are water soluble that get flushed down the toilet than be deficient in them.
There you go.
And that includes 5-HTP. That includes 5-HTP. And, you know, now the cod liver oil, that's water. That's
not water. And make sure if you're taking high-dose supplementation, like he said, you're breaking out throughout the day. You don't want to take all this stuff at one time at 8 a.m. in the morning and not take anything the rest of the day. Your body can only absorb so much at one time. I try to break stuff down in 3 segments. I usually take stuff for breakfast, and then I'll usually take stuff for a lunch meal. And then later on in the evening or before bed, I'll take the final dose supplements, usually with my eggs at night. Last night I had some more of that grass-fed ground beef that I've got. My last bit of my cow. I got to buy another cow starting 2026. And I made some ground beef with some eggs. But I used a bunch of pepper and salt and some seasoning stuff that was left over the house. Man, I slept great last night. I didn't even want to wake up this morning at 7 o'clock. I just did the eggs. I don't know what it is about 3 or 4 eggs before breakfast with some magnesium
before,
and stuff.
Before breakfast?
Or before bed. Before breakfast. I slept too good last night.
I think you're kind of a little groggy today. But the reality is that when you start to understand that, you know, supplements are to be used as a tool for prevention primarily. In other words, if you want to avoid heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and all kinds of horrible problems with your health as you get older, you probably need to be supplementing your diet to reduce the amount of telomere destruction and to reduce the amount of cellular turnover. Because we only get X amount of cellular turnovers in our lifetime. And this is one of the theories on aging. And it says basically if you have 100 cell turnovers in a lifetime, then you die. Okay. In other words, the cells got to be replaced because they're being used up. Then it's best to slow down the cellular turnover.
Yeah.
Keep the cells as healthy as they possibly can for as long as you possibly can to reduce the turnover to extend the life expectancy. In other words, if your cells are going to turn over, you know, once every 50 days, but you can keep them from turning over once every 100 days, you effectively double your lifespan according to that particular type of research. Now, whether that's accurate or true or always the case, I don't know. But because a lot of other things, too, a lot of it involves stress. A lot of it involves cortisol. A lot of it involves nutrients. A lot of it involves essential fats. And so you have to make sure you keep a high enough nutrient density in your diet on an ongoing basis.
Yeah. No, that's an absolute fact on there. And that's why you got to continue to run it and stay consistent with a lot of the supplements you're taking. There's no – because I've run into this problem before. And he has too. I help somebody out. They'll start feeling really good. They'll start on a pretty decent supplement stack. And then I don't hear from them for a year. And they call me back and they go, well, I was feeling really good. And then I stopped taking supplements. Now I feel horrible again. And I'm like, well.
Now here's what I always tell folks. And it comes with cost too. You say, well, I can't afford to take 10 vitamin C capsules a day. All right, then take 5. Well, I can't afford that either. Well, then take 2.
They run the powder. The powder's the best bang for the buck.
But I can't afford that either. Well, take 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't stop taking them. Okay, just reduce the amount.
If you run the vitamin C antioxidants caps, there's 90 in a bottle. Even if you're taking with 600 milligrams a day, which is still...
That's not enough.
That's not enough, but at least you're taking that and taking none.
Yeah.
And there's 90 capsules in it. I mean, that's a three-month supply.
Remember, the RDA, ridiculous daily amount, required daily amount, is really low. It's like under stupid. It's like under 100 milligrams.
It's 60 milligrams. It prevents scurvy.
That's all it does.
It's all it does.
What it does, it doesn't. They're trying to keep your teeth from falling out. That's all they're doing. So if that's the type of health you want, that my teeth don't fall out, they move around a little bit. They're a little bit loose, you know, and I got all kinds of lesions in my mouth and hands, and my body's falling apart. But I don't have scurvy. Well, you haven't been diagnosed with scurvy. Oh, by the way, we're going here today, I guess. A study that was done with the Gerson Cancer Institute back in the 30s, 100 years ago almost now, they basically said that vitamin C was the primary reason that people came and were diagnosed with leukemia, the deficiency of vitamin C, and that leukemia was a subscurvy clinical diagnosis from a lack of vitamin C, and that if you increase the vitamin C in many cases, the scurvy would simply go away, and the leukemia would go away. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I see some great things with vitamin C, but I'm not making any claims at all. All I know is that if I had a vitamin C deficiency, I would make sure I corrected it by taking vitamin C. But better yet, why don't we just avoid the vitamin C deficiency since we know it's so good and just take it? I mean, every morning I get up. Here's my routine. You guys are always asking me what I do in the morning. I get up in the morning. I walk into the kitchen. I get my shaker out, try to find a lid that matches. I got so frustrated with that today. Yeah, you get shakers from all over the place, you know, over the years. They're not just Health Master shakers.
Yeah, and I've tried different ones. We do have two Health Masters different shaker balls.
Well, the lids don't match.
I'm sitting there,
you know, in the cabinet this morning looking at lids going, why is this an everyday event? Okay? Finally, I just give up and go to the dishwasher and get the one I had the day before and pull it out. I say, I'm going to wash this out.
I'll bring some more shakers there. We'll clean them.
No, good. I don't want to pay. I got so many shakers. I got to throw a lot of them away because they don't match. And then we had other companies that set a shaker.
Yeah. That's a lot, too. And so, they have their own proprietary lids.
Why can't we just all have the same lid? It's like why can't we just have all the gas fills on one side of the car?
Well, Europe likes them on the right.
We like them on the left.
They drive on the left.
But the problem is, it's ludicrous.
It's ludicrous.
You're pulling the doggone hose over the top of the Super Duty, trying to stick it into the hole upside down, and you're going, this is ridiculous. Because I'm on the wrong side of the tank. And you already waited at Sam's for a 30-minute wait because the gas lines were so long. He said, I'm not going to stand in line again. I'm going to pull it over the top of the hood or over the top of the bed. And he said, all right, let's try to scratch the paint. And you're like, why can't we have it on one side?
Sounds like you just did this recently.
And why can't Sam's have diesel on more than one set of one aisle?
Well, that's always a pet peeve to me. They already got the tanks in the ground.
And why can't the consumers who know that they don't have a diesel truck
go somewhere
else?
Don't get me started on that.
Well, okay, enough of that.
You're going to put me on a rampage for that one.
But
my favorite one is when you get the little fairy guy in the Prius that wants to park at the diesel pump to fill his Prius up and then walks away from his Prius to go inside and shop at 7-Eleven and leaves his car in front of the diesel pump unattended while everybody's waiting on the one diesel pump.
Well, the new thing is they have to get their app out. They can't get a credit card out. They have to get the app. Now they can't get the app to work. And now they're sitting there for 10 minutes trying to get the app to work instead of sticking a credit card in. And I'm like, I'm watching this going, this is interesting. Okay, back to my morning routine. I didn't forget. You distracted me, by the way.
I distracted you. I went on a tirade.
So I get my distilled water. I put about that much in there because the lower the amount of water that you use, the quicker it absorbs because of the volume. I don't use cold water because it takes longer to digest because your body's got to bring it up to temperature. I use regular tap water. Not tap water. Tap water temperature, but it's distilled. Room temperature. Make it easier. And so what I do is I put one scoop of the powdered vitamin C in it. That's what I did. One scoop. It's about 3,000, I guess, milligrams or whatever, 2,500. And then I get 5 turmeric, right? And then I take 2 purple sticks, and I put it in the shaker along with the vitamin C. So I'm shaking that up, getting my turmeric out, and then I take my supplements. That's it. I start off with turmeric and vitamin C and purple sticks. Again, the reason I do that is a couple hours before the show starts, and I want to have maximum absorption of the purple stick green tea before the show starts so I don't go to sleep here with my head nodding on you guys, which I don't do, by the way.
And I was about to say, you've never done that.
No, I've never done that. You know, I would step off and go yawn somewhere.
I'd come wake you up. Hey.
Hey,
we're live.
Hey, Dad, you got to get up. But anyhow, so I ended up basically, you know, just that's what I do. And then I sit there for a little while, and I let everything absorb. And I start feeling really good every morning. And then I have my three eggs in butter.
Well, you will. That is a fact. You will. If you're trying to take purple sticks or get up for something really quick, if you eat all your eggs and take your sups afterwards,
it's going to be a minute.
It'll work. It's just a minute.
Really slow.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like to have. And then I'll do like Austin does. I'll take vitamins throughout the day with my magnesium at night. Both magnesiums, by the way. I use the magnesium brain food and another scoop of the vitamin C powder, you know, to take with my supplements. You know, sometimes I have the craziest faces. That stuff's pretty tart. And then I'll use magnesium glycinate, which is a capsule magnesium, and the magnesium brain food in with the vitamin C drink. Because I'm not putting purple sticks in there anymore. I put the magnesium in there. And that's what I take my supplements with that night. Then I take my herb tablets, and I take my vitamin C again. I take five more turmeric again. And then I take three of those mushroom complex things now.
Those have been pretty popular.
Those have... I'm telling you what, that's the only thing I changed in my whole routine. And yeah. I tell you what, you can count the seconds before you fall asleep.
Well, the thing that I've been reading upon that as far as with our manufacturer, they use like pretty much some of the highest mushrooms you can get as far as the highest grade.
Sleep grade.
But what they do is in that combination, I'm having an article that was written on them. If you saw it with Harrison, that's what I was just talking about earlier as far as the articles on Team Health Master. That's why I really encourage you guys to check out the website. We put so much content out on this site for free. I don't charge you guys a subscription, even though I probably should.
These articles are expensive to have.
They are. And honestly, I mean, there's so many other sites that constantly charge stuff. But what happens is in conjunction, when you have all these different mushroom complexes, it massively drops cortisol levels like super quick.
That's what it
is. Yes.
That's why it makes you sleep
like
that.
That's also why this product is so good for the immune system.
Cortisol keeps you awake.
Cortisol. Now, what they do is it's almost a short drop, though. So it doesn't, like, drop your cortisol for, like, 40 hours. It drops it for a nice period, and then again in the morning, because you're supposed to have some cortisol. You need some in the morning. That's what kind of wakes you up.
It gets you going.
You're moving. But when it's 8 and 9 o'clock at night and you're getting ready for bed, you don't need your cortisol level spiked to the roof. This is why a lot of times, and it happens, when I'm on Hagman until 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night show, and I'm on, like, three purple sticks, I get done with the show, I just start doing work. So I'm like, I'll take some melatonin. Sometimes it doesn't even work. I'm like,
I try.
You guys get emails from me at midnight. Now you know why.
Well, I try to avoid. Oh, by the way, AskDrTedB@yahoo.com is no more.
What?
I got rid of the account.
What happened?
I got spam. I've got one guy who decides that everybody he hates, he's got a dox. And apparently he hates everybody. And so I get a constant barrage from him that he sends 300 people.
Well, he sent your email out, I think.
No. And so I finally just said, I'm done. And he's not the only one. There's a bunch of them that do that. And finally I ended up getting hundreds of junk emails a day on that account. And I can't filter through it. And then I was having a hard time sending it back out again. There was so much junk on it. Yahoo was constantly asking me to reaffirm the email and the passwords and all that. So it is gone. So if you do not hear from me on that email, there's a reason. It no longer exists. I mean, it's been deleted.
Okay. You going to build a new one?
I already have. Okay. I'm giving that out right now. Ted.Brower@yahoo.com.
That's easy. So that's T-E-D, period,
mm-hmm.
B-R-O-E-R.
@yahoo.com. Now, I'm not going to give that out very often.
By the way, it's a live show. You guys are getting this. I'm not even going to send that as an email out to anybody.
So it's all going to be to the listeners.
Yeah, this is it.
But it's ted.brower@yahoo.com. And for all of you listeners who listen on a regular basis, that's my new email. And that comes directly to me on my iPad. It doesn't go through any filtration through the website or through Austin or anybody else. It comes to me.
I filter my emails.
I don't with
that. Yeah, but I'll give you credit on that.
I don't with you guys, but if it starts again like it did,
you have to.
I'll delete it again.
We'll have to filter.
Well, no, I put it. I can't. I did that about 3 months after Sharon passed away back in 2022.
We sent out to everybody too, though. We sent out emails to let everybody know.
No, this isn't happening again because I mean, and don't get me wrong. Okay, if you got an axe to grind with somebody and you really hate somebody, number one, you should really ask yourself a question: why am I putting so much energy into this?
That's a fact.
Why do you want to? You know, here's the thing. I remember I've got some older brothers, and for some reason, and I never could understand this, and it always bothered my father so much. They were still mad because he got divorced from their mom years before and got married to my mom. And they got to the point where they were just embittered about what their father had done, which is my dad also. And they had all kinds of health problems. And so the question is this. If a person has all kinds of health problems and they're always mad and they're always angry and they're always bitter, just maybe you need to take a look at the attitude. And if you're mad all the time, because that cortisol will stop the digestion of specific nutrients.
Yes, it will.
Because your stomach goes, you know, I don't want to, you know, eat. I want to fight.
Yeah. Yes. You have no appetite when you fight.
No, it's flight or flight syndrome. You know, you're ready to fight.
Well, I remember when I used to fight in tournaments when I was younger. It happened to me a couple times. I couldn't eat for about an hour and a half, 2 hours for a fight. You'd end up puking. Mm-hmm. Nerves get you. Your body just it doesn't want anything in the stomach.
Well, yeah, I've had it happen to me once in my life where I got really upset, you know, really big blowout with somebody, and a couple hours later I'd vomit, throw up, and I'm like this is awful, you know. That's what I realized. Well, I really elevate my cortisol. She's now all that food in my stomach is not digestion.
Yeah,
it's not digesting, and all of a sudden you're outside hurling and you're going, this is great, and then you realize, if you've got any kind of fluid reasoning skills, okay. What happened here? How did I do this? How about I don't put myself in that situation again? And that's what you got to learn. And that's one of the learning things that you have to understand as you grow and as you age and as you grow as an individual. If certain things are really bugging you, just stay away from them. And that's the thing that I try to tell people all the time. Avoid the cortisol, like you talked about, Austin, because cortisol is important. It'll wake you up in the morning and get you up to eat.
You need it sometimes.
But you don't need to live with it, because that cortisol is all due to, a lot of it is due to stress. And so if the mushroom complex will lower cortisol, by the way, I'm having like a live dialogue with myself this morning.
I'm here still.
I don't usually do that. But when I see something like this when we bring it up and I start to realize, wait a minute, that's why it makes you sleep.
Yep. And this ties into the sleep and ties into the cortisol. It's another article talking about unhealthy habits that hasten aging. Chronic sleep deprivation, late nights. This ties into when you can't go to sleep because your cortisol's up. It ties into it.
And if your husband snores, we're getting some really good earplugs. Just thought I'd mention that, but don't be trying to sleep with him snoring.
Chronic stress.
Or if your wife snores, get some earplugs, guy.
Chronic stress contributes to bodily damage, accelerated aging process. We just talked about this. Lack of exercise or overexertion. Those two are very real. Yeah, you got it. And I'll let him go on this. And lack of exercise will get you really, really bad shape. But also, too, pushing your body too hard to too extent that you're not conditioned to. I talked to a guy a year back, and he was wanting to go do one of those. It was one like the Mud Runner runs. It was like the Marine Corps runs. It was like a 10-mile trek with all these obstacle courses and all that. And I told him, I said, I haven't been training very much. I've been doing a little bit in the gym. And he was like, been training for this thing for like 2 years. You should go do this with me. And I watched the video, and I said, I would actually like to do that. I said, but you gave me 3 days' notice. I said, it's on Friday. It's Tuesday. I said, I'm not conditioned enough for that to go on a 10-mile ruck with 40 different obstacle courses. I said, I'm just not there. I said, let me know. So next year, we're probably going to do it. As he already did it. He had a blast. But next, 2026, I'm planning on it. But with stuff like that, you got to be careful. If you're starting to get older, don't be going out and doing some insane training or going on a 10K run if you haven't been on the couch and you're just not doing much for the last 2 or 3 years.
Two examples.
Yeah.
Dr. Robinson.
Yeah.
He's passed away now. Nice guy. Both him and his father are gone now. They're both in heaven. They basically had an employee that was working there who had lost a lot of weight. And she did it through 3 or 4 hours of cardio every day.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's high cortisol.
And her cortisol went through the roof. And finally, her body got exhausted, and she no longer produced cortisol. And she was unbelievably fatigued. And just, yeah. I mean.
Adrenal exhaustion.
And so let me give you another example. Yeah, she lost weight, but the weight loss was temporary, of course. But here's, I remember 1970, well, I got to date myself like that. Some time in the past, I won Mr. Tallahassee when I was in Florida State. And I remember I had basically won Mr. Tallahassee, and the following weekend we were scheduled to go down to see the Mr. Florida State, Mr. Florida contest. And I was going down there with a guy by the name of Richard Baldwin, who was like, got fourth in Mr. Universe. And I drove down there, and he rode with me. And I remember we met a guy named Boyer Coe.
Yeah.
Now, Boyer, B-O-Y-E-R-C-O, you can look him up.
Look over the pay. He was.
Dude, you can put that picture of him doing that double bicep shot
real quick.
Double bicep, double front bicep.
He was something else.
And now we're talking old school bodybuilding. Now, Boyer Coe had been trained by Art Jones. Most people don't know that. From DeLand, who built the Nautilus weightlifting equipment. And Boyer had learned about fast twitch and slow pitch, which is muscle fiber. And he told me, so we're sitting at dinner with him, and I'm asking him, this guy's huge. And it was so funny. He looked at me funny. He says, first thing you have to tell me is that you don't know anything about bodybuilding if I'm going to answer your questions.
Yeah, he was a monster.
He was there. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
This is the picture right there. Put that one on there.
That one.
And now a lot of you guys. Okay, that one. Yeah. Now, guys, give me this camera. Give me camera four, Rich.
Yeah, he's in good shape.
Yeah, give me camera four. Okay, we're done with camera four. Give me my camera again. All right, now, first of all, I'm going to be real nice how I say this. I know a lot of you don't care about bodybuilding.
No, we get that.
But don't send me ugly letters that we put that picture up, that we're talking about. Now, we talk just about as much as about Jesus as we do bodybuilding and about God and relationships and everything else. So don't fuss at me for that. I no longer am a bodybuilder. I still work out 6 days a week, and I never took steroids, ever. But Boyer told me, he said, the biggest problem that I was having, I was working each body part 3 times a week.
Overtraining.
He said I was overtraining. And I told him, I said, oh, but I remember I had just won the Mr. Tallahassee contest, but I'm talking to the guy who wins like Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, whatever. And so I told him, I said, okay. I said, what do you want to do? He says, only work each body part twice a week. And he said, then go to failure when you work it. And now that was the Art Jones stuff that he had learned.
That was also Dorian Yates spun off that 10 years later in the Olympics.
Because what he was doing, he was using both fast and slow twitch muscle fiber to failure. That's how you do it. When you do it like you do a superset.
It'll get you insanely conditioned.
And you will get unbelievably in shape, and you will be unbelievably sore. And he told me, he said, if you stop working each body part 3 times a week, you won't believe how fast you're going to grow. Now, remember, I wasn't on steroids. And I went from a 46-inch chest, which is pretty big, actually, without juice, to a 50-inch chest in 6 months. Now, remember, I've been training for years, but I grew that fast by changing my workout to twice a week instead of 3 times a week, because he said you're elevating cortisol and your body can't recover. And he was right. And see, so that's the biggest problem that you have when people are training for this, the obstacle course thing.
Yeah.
They work and work and work, or trying to lose 100 pounds by doing five hours of cardio a day. Your body is not designed to work out that much. And it elevates the cortisol, and it keeps you in a chronic state of elevated cortisol, and you don't absorb your nutrients. So you can't do that. So that's why I tell you, I go in the gym, I do 5 minutes worth of treadmill a day, 5 minutes around trampoline, the little mini trampoline, jog on that. That's my extent of cardio. That's it. And I'll do one set of deep knee bends now that I'm doing 25 reps on it. And that's doing legs 6 days a week, but it's real light workout. It's not going in there and doing heavy squats. You can't recover from it. And by the way, don't do squats ever. Even if
you're talking about barbell squats. There's a lot of other options you can do. Even dumbbell squats, Romanian deadlift squats.
But don't be loading your shoulders like that.
Yeah, and especially 300, 400, 500 pounds around that vertebrae.
No, I've already had back surgery because of that nonsense.
I've watched a lot of people.
Boyer told me. He says, don't do squats. Don't do bench press. The benches are too hard on your shoulders, and the squats are too hard on your back. He told me that. He said, you can't maintain long-term-wise doing that. Now, Boyer knew a lot. He really did. And so... That's why I tell you that when you basically work out, you can work out, but it has to be high intensity to failure. He told me to keep at least 12 to 15 reps per set and go as many reps as you possibly can every set. Now, mind you, if you do that, that is one intense workout.
Oh, yeah.
And it will burn you out from working out, because every time you work out 5-6
so
days a week.
It's full failure. Yeah. You need a nap afterwards.
I mean, my chest workout, you know, went from an hour a day when I worked chest to 12 minutes a day. Now, that was nice. It was 12-minute chest workout. It was great.
But you're cooked afterwards.
You're cooked. You're sore. I was sore to the touch for the first 6 months. I couldn't believe how sore I was, because my body had never operated that level of intensity, and I was dropping the cortisol down. So, in fact, I did an exercise series. The CDs, they're probably still available online. Maybe you have a CD player. It was like antiquated technology now. And it was called Beginning, Intermediate, and Advanced Exercise for Men and Women. And they're two separate series. And the advanced tapes for the men basically were Boyer's workout, which is really, really worked great. But honestly, if you're going to work out hard like that, be really, really, really careful with it and don't overdo it. By the way, there's another article that just came out. It said that Europe has essentially become irrelevant. Now, why is that? Okay, and I agree with this. And here's why. Europe still is caught up in this aristocracy nonsense. I'm a duke, or I'm a duchess, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. And in the United States, we always say, we really don't care what you are. Who cares? What's wrong with you? You know, I have a friend of mine. She said she went to a party over in Germany, and it was at this guy's, like, his mansion or whatever. And he pulled out all of his paperwork and all of his things to show that he was for like a knight, or he was like, you know, aristocracy. And I'm like, why does anybody care? They are so judgmental over there. If you wear a pair of sweatpants in a restaurant, they go ballistic. You think I'm kidding you? I am not kidding you. It depends on the restaurant, but they get really mad because, you know, I don't have to deal with the peasants. You think, well, now a lot of these guys, Austin, these are trust fund babies, a lot of them.
And
a lot of them can't even make it on their own if it wasn't for the money they're being given.
No, especially those guys, as far as the ones that are in those groups. I have a good buddy that in Orlando. He's from the UK. He does a lot of actual videography for movies and films. So he's over here a lot in the United States. And he's funny. He's got a funny personality. But I was with him in Orlando a few weeks back. We were throwing some stuff in the back of my truck. And, you know, under my seat, I always have my M4. I always keep a rifle with me.
Do you carry a rifle with you, Austin? Really?
He goes, you got an M4 in the back. I've never really seen one of those in person. He goes, what do you really need that for? I said, well, if you guys ever decide you want to come back and go to war with us again, you'll be reminded not to. He started laughing. He's like, I want to shoot it. I said, we'll go to the range and shoot.
Well, no, they're obsessed with guns.
They love them. Yeah. Because they can't get them. Yeah. I would be too.
Journey's same way.
Yeah. So, but I thought it was a funny joke.
But anyhow, in an exclusive interview with Euronews, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu slammed Europe's stance on Israel's strategy in Gaza. Why would you not do that? Because you're killing people. And the EU's visible absence in the ceasefire plan process and said that they are irrelevant. Now, one of the reasons they're irrelevant is, number one, because they still think that they're aristocracy, which makes me want to puke. That's number one. Number two, even in Germany, they're trying to blame everybody for World War II, which is ridiculous. And number three is that they have destroyed their own country by the mass immigration out of Africa. And they have, through Libya. Gaddafi warned them not to do it, but they did it when they took him out. And they have now brought in millions upon millions of people that have basically relied on the welfare system. And that's the same thing we've done, Austin. We talked about the beginning of the show, and that's all Cloward Piven. Because the problem is, if you take a person who's never been trained to be independent, if you take a person who's never been trained to be an entrepreneur, if you take a person who's only been trained to go through garbage dumps to dig food out for themselves, and they don't know how to do anything else, and they're uneducated, why do you think bringing them into the United States as a part of the workforce is going to make any difference? They don't want to work. They've been given everything their entire life, though they're living at this unbelievably horrible level of existence.
And that's not even trying to be derogatory. That's just simple facts. Mm-hmm. It's just pattern recognition. Mm-hmm. You see it. This is what your life has been. Now we're putting you in a top-tier apartment, giving you housing subsidies, giving you free
food. They have no idea how they got that.
Check every month. And they're like, this is as good as it gets. Why in the world am I going to do anything different than what I've been doing? I've literally just reinforced their behavior by giving them everything they could possibly conceive getting and more for doing nothing. So why do you expect anything else other than still doing nothing?
And what happens is, if you want a cripple, give them a crutch.
Yeah.
That's what Ziegler always said, Zig Ziegler. And so, I mean, you know, so if you want to make somebody a cripple, give them the crutch.
They'll suddenly acquire a limp.
Yeah, then suddenly they'll be running around with a crutch all the time because now they get a free bathroom.
Yeah.
Remember that Seinfeld episode when George pretended like he was a handicapped person?
Get some private bathroom.
Yeah, he's underneath his desk. He had nothing to do all day, so he's under the desk taking naps. Remember that?
So silly.
That's a funny show. Now, I don't watch it anymore because it got kind of it got a little bit too weird. But some of the episodes are hilarious.
Some of the older ones are funny.
Like that one with George with the handicap decal, that was great. And the one with Elaine and Jerry fighting.
Well, they hired him because he was handicapped.
Yeah. And that one with George and Elaine, with Jerry and Elaine, when they were fighting about who's flying first class. That was one of the funniest things. And finally, probably the best one ever. The soup Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember those are the three favorite ones that I had on Seinfeld. Elon Musk actually said something that really made sense today, and I love this. Because, you know, he always gets slammed for everything he does. Elon Musk nails it. Just stop caring whether they call you a racist or not.
Oh, that's what everybody's going to point now.
You know, he said,
it doesn't have any meaning anymore.
No,
it really doesn't.
No, he said, in a pointed response to the viral video criticizing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, which he's a weirdo anyhow, Elon Musk urged people to disregard accusations of racism when addressing fraud, emphasizing what fraud is fraud, regardless of race. The exchange began when Post quoting conservative commentator Nick Shirley, who accused Walz of overlooking alleged Somali community fraud in Minnesota to secure votes. And, you know, it's the truth. It's like this. We always talk about it. People say, you're a racist. What the heck does that even mean? Okay, here's what a racist is. A racist is a person who believes that they're genetically superior to somebody else.
Oh, that's right. It's kind of like that one Middle Eastern country over there that says they're the chosen people and they're better than every single other person on earth.
And they call
I digress.
And they call everybody else cattle.
Uh-huh. Anyways.
Oh, it's one of those.
One of those. Yeah.
But the problem it is, it's just, you know, I don't believe that my DNA, we're all from God. Here's a newsflash. Adam and Eve are our ancestors. They're our great, 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 whatever, granddaddy and grandmom. Okay, that's who they are. So we're all from the same DNA pool anyhow. So why would anybody's race be different than anybody else's race? The only difference we have as far as geographical isolation and sun and exposure and everything else, then you have basically what we call natural selection as far as giving to different races. But we're all from the same DNA pool. Racism means that you think you're better than anybody else. It's not true. It's just not true. Now, bigotry is different. You know, if somebody calls you a bigot, like I'm bigoted towards, you know, pedophiles. I've talked about this before. And so if you said Ted Brewer is a bigot towards pedophiles, that's a true statement.
Wood chipper.
Yeah. But I don't think that from a racism standpoint, you know, that's lack of education.
Well, no, and here's the problem that I have so much now with this terminology, because it's thrown around so loosely for everything. And a lot of times it's just, like I said earlier, it's pattern recognition. If you have individuals that are coming from a certain area and they're doing the same thing and they're repeatedly doing the same thing, there's nothing racist about saying that comment. There's nothing racist about identifying it. You're recognizing pattern recognition. They're doing the same behavior. Those same people are doing the same behavior. This is a problem. We need to address it. There's nothing racist about that. It's saying we have a problem. How do we have a solution to it?
And what happens is those people who live in certain geographical areas, they start to breed together because they have been isolated. And so they start developing different characteristics, different skin color, different hair color, different skin, all this stuff, right? A white boy. Let's talk about white boys. You know, if a white boy is in Africa and he's got to be able to climb a tree real quick to get away from a lion, there's a high probability he's going to be the lion's lunch.
Yeah, especially if he's never had any experience climbing trees. Everybody's got different experiences, different gifts, different settings, different things you can do faster and better than others.
And Jimmy the Greek said it this way. He said it, and he got himself fired for this, too. He was talking about the NFL. I'm quoting him loosely. He was talking about how the blacks have been the product of selective natural breeding for 400 years and how they were incredible athletes because of slavery. He got himself fired for that. But he's right. It's the truth. You know, you can't really – I can't dunk a basketball, Austin, no matter how hard I try. Now, I could go try and make myself look foolish, or I can probably get a trampoline to make it. You know, I can probably do that.
Trampoline.
You know, but I'll find a way to dunk it.
Trampoline's great every day.
Yeah, but the point is, I mean, we all have certain genetic gifts that we have because we've been bred into a certain population pool that has certain behavioral patterns and certain characteristics. It doesn't mean we're racist if we think somebody else is different. It's nonsense with that.
You know, the one that bothered me the most was when, speaking of Minnesota, she brought that up. Is when you had the Somalian police officer in the patrol car in the passenger seat, basically responding to a call from a female claiming that somebody was getting raped.
In her bathrobe.
And she comes up to the driver's side window. The Somalian passenger law enforcement draws his weapon, leans across the driver law enforcement officer.
Shoots across him,
shooting her twice in the abdomen and killing her. She was from Australia. And everybody came out and said, why in the world do you have such an unbelievably poorly trained law enforcement officer? Why in the world is he from Somalia getting this level of basically this lack of training and engaging in killing civilians that are unarmed? Everybody goes, you can't, that's racist.
Yeah, he probably had a 55 IQ. That's the average.
He just murdered a woman in cold blood because she walked up to the car on her phone saying that somebody was being raped, and you shot her in the chest point blank. Now he went to prison. Now he's subsequently gotten released, now early release. I don't even know how the heck they pulled that off. But again, it's not racist to ask a question. Why is this happening? Why are you doing this?
Well,
and how can we fix it?
Germany learned the hard way. They brought these 55 IQ Somalians into Germany to run complex equipment. They couldn't do it. They couldn't even flush the toilets. They were pooping in the flower beds.
Yeah, they were.
They were throwing mattresses on the ground.
Again, pattern recognition from certain groups.
Yeah. And a lot of these people, they believe if a woman doesn't have her head covered, that she's a whore.
Yeah.
Because they were running around raping people because they wouldn't have their heads covered. Because they were basically trained that way, and they were so stupid from an IQ standpoint, they couldn't understand why it wasn't okay to rape women.
No fluid reasoning skills.
Oh, by the way, speaking of brain drains, a brain drain is coming for America, and it's going to be catastrophic. So many people now are leaving the United States to immigrate to other countries, which are not as expensive, and is saying that we're going to have a massive drop in the brains of the United States IQ population in general. It's going to cause a lot of economic hardship in the United States. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it very clearly. They've already done this with autism. We have millions of people that have mental disorders from vaccines in the United States that can't function in reality. They can't function. And now what's going to happen to the baby boomers? Well, The one thing about the baby boomers are this, my group is unbelievably caught up in the Scofield Reference Bible.
Yeah.
And once we leave that position of power, you know, and the people like Charlie Kirk, if we can continue bringing people like him out, educate the new population to think freely out of the box about Middle Eastern countries, it'll probably stop the support for a lot of these Middle Eastern countries, which are basically self-imploding anyhow, because so many people don't like Benjamin Netanyahu. So many people in Israel don't like what Israel's doing in Gaza.
That's a fact.
No, they don't. So you can't say all Jews are doing this because they're not. But the reality is they're like we are the United States. Their government is out of control, period.
Well, it's gone rogue.
It has. It's gone completely rogue.
That's the thing. And speaking, I want to tie this in here. Speaking of brain, they're saying now the hidden heavy metals now are damaging brains now in waves, and more research is showing.
Aluminum cookware, baby.
Aluminum is leading to more and more mental problems now, especially when it comes to insomnia and a lot of other things here.
Mercury here.
Acute and chronic hazards. There's mercury in a lot of different
vaccines, including the flu vaccine
and the amalgam fillings that they still use. Don't even understand how that's still being used. We're going to amalgam. It's like 52% mercury. We're going to put that in your teeth permanently.
So the salivary amylase can continue to digest.
Yeah, maybe 100 years ago, maybe 60 years ago, we're in 2025. Mm-hmm. How much more research do you need?
And you know, these are the same dentists using the mercury who tell you to use fluoride.
Almost like they've been trained to the medical industrial complex to make people as sick as they can be. Here it says, beware of heavy metals and fish.
Remember, swordfish and shark basically are large fish.
The predator
tuna,
fish.
And all three of these fish are unclean, and the Bible tells you not to eat them. The Bible says don't eat these fish. Period.
So what's some clean fish people can eat?
A grouper, red snapper, orange ruffy, wild-caught salmon.
Okay, wild-caught. Mm-hmm. Yeah, grouper's great. I know there's a place, Caps on the Water. If you ever have a chance to get there, it's below St. Augustine. They have a grouper that's fresh. It's right on the water, so all their fish comes in daily. And they have what they do is they bake it with this light breading and olive oil, and it comes out, and it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I actually went there one night, went back the next night to get it again. This is years back. It's a great restaurant.
Caps on the Water, St. Augustine.
Caps on the Water. And I don't even know them. All I know is I've gone there twice, and every time I've gone there, their grouper was insane.
Many mistakenly assume heavy metals concentrate mainly in fish's head, skin, or organs. However, lymph are the primary community, the muscle tissue which you eat, including mercury. Occasionally eating large predatory fish poses little risk. I don't agree with that. However, they urge pregnant women and children to avoid them entirely. Lead, the ever-present threat. Yeah. Now, a lot of this is because a lot of the cities in New York and other, well, it's like New York and Chicago.
Lead pipes.
Their lead pipes have been in under the ground for over 100 years, and they're lead solder, and they throw fluoride in there and chlorine, which basically dissolves the lead and puts it in the water, right?
Hmm? Yep. And so it goes on here. It says it talks about how to assess heavy metal risk, report or protect yourself. It says live in a home near environmental risk. That's an issue on it.
You know what's also interesting about lead?
Yeah.
We used to use lead paint.
Yeah, I know. And it lasts forever.
But you know what? Wi-Fi can't penetrate lead paint.
That's true. It's lead. That's why we put a lead vest on.
5G, 560 doesn't penetrate lead.
Yeah, so the claim was always no lead paint because people were eating it. That was the current claim?
I guess they said kids liked it. Apparently it's sweet or something. But the point is, I mean, you know, if you're not going to let your kids eat the paint, why can't you paint your house in lead and make it last 25 years?
Well, I don't really recall too many people outside pulling paint off their house to eat it.
But they've got technology now. They can actually look inside of your house and see what you're doing.
I have seen that.
That technology is very real, but they can't do it with lead.
Yeah. That's why if you go to the hospital, you go to the doctor's, when you're getting, a lot of times you're getting
a lead shield.
X-ray. They'll put a lead vest on
you. Lead apron
sometimes.
On you.
Yeah.
So think of, why is there another reason besides people eating lead paint? Maybe it's the people that like to breathe the free air, like to make you paint your house every 3 years.
Yeah. The paint's going to crap.
Paint is garbage.
Every company has their top tier, top shelf paint. It doesn't last in Florida anymore, which is odd because paint used to last a long time.
Okay, news update. Ted.Brower@yahoo.com. Contact me if you know a good paint producer. I'm sick of this.
Seriously.
Year you got paint.
Well, you got all the big major brands down here, but it's just... Yeah. It says good things here. Incorporate detox supporting food. Make sure you're taking balanced mineral intake. Selenium, magnesium, zinc. These enable essential minerals to compete with heavy metals. This is why the magnesium brain food is so effective.
I love that stuff.
Antioxidants here. Vitamin C, E exhibit potent antioxidant activity. Liver supporting nutrients. Alpha lipoic and acetylcysteine. I tell you guys this all the time. A lot of these articles I bring up here, we talk about this every day. But this is one of the reasons why, when you're taking these subs, you got to make sure you're also changing your diet to try to reduce a lot of that exposure. And also, this is something they don't cover in here, aluminum. I don't know why this wasn't brought up in the article. I thought it was when I was reading it earlier. Aluminum cans, aluminum cookware.
There you go.
Stay away from them. And aluminum antiperspirant deodorant. Those are the three most available aluminum exposures.
We have the best deodorant ever.
Yeah, we do. Magnesium deodorant and aluminum cookware. Try to find stainless steel. It's harder to find now. A lot of times you're still going to hold one with no aluminum in it. And third, the aluminum cans. There's nothing that I can think of that's good in an aluminum can. Honestly, there really isn't. It's always either soda, energy drinks. There might be some outlier, so somebody, you know, can something that's halfway decent. But majority of stuff in aluminum cans, stay away from it, especially the stuff that's really acidic. Remember, Coca-Cola operates like a 2.6 pH with phosphoric acid in it. It's right above battery acid, which is battery acid between like 1, 1.5. All that's phosphoric acid in there, and it's a minute amount, but it does start to leach aluminum out in some cases, especially when it gets exposed to high heat.
I just had a flashback.
Oh, boy.
It was funny. I was in my mom's bar.
Yeah.
And that's back, you know, way back when. And they said all the soda we used to sell used to come in like a six-pack with the real heavy plastic that held the six cans together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
And I remember one time, I remember a guy came in there and he goes, "Have you ever tried to break these?" And I'm like, "I pulled them apart." I said, "Yeah, nothing." He goes, "No, you fold them all up into one hole."
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That changes the game.
And he says, and so I thought I'd try it. So I was in pretty shape back then. So I did it one, I put it here, I put it behind my neck, just popped it, broke it all loose. And I thought to myself, it was pretty easy for me, actually.
Yeah.
And so that from that point on, I was always like, "Watch this."
Yeah.
Of course, now my shoulders. Yeah.
different time to be alive on there. Yeah. Well, so that's the biggest thing. The aluminum deodorant is probably the highest exposure because you're putting that stuff right in your lymphatic system.
Our deodorant is magnesium.
Yeah.
It works.
Actually, gives your body magnesium.
Magnesium chloride, and it stops the production of any kind of bacteria, which causes the odor. And so it does a great job. And so I had friends from all over the world tell me, "Your deodorant is the best I've ever seen. Best I've ever seen. Best I've ever seen."
You're not poisoning yourself.
But it's not an antiperspirant. It doesn't plug you up. And women now have breast cancer. They found that the aluminum chlorhydrate deodorants massively lead to an increased risk of breast cancer.
You're putting it right in the lymphatic system,
and
man.
And they find out that the breast tissue contains high levels of aluminum.
Yeah.
So it's just, and between the aluminum they spray on us from chemtrails,
yeah,
between the aluminum that we're getting in the water from the aluminum they put in there to clarify the water, we did a whole show on this, and besides cooking in aluminum pot when cookware and using aluminum tin foil, it never ends, does it? We get a lot of exposure to this. It gets into our diet. It's a heavy metal contamination that we really, really need to avoid. Use saran wrap if you have to, but don't ever use, you know, aluminum foil. And don't drink out of aluminum pots and pans and cans and everything else. And don't cook in aluminum at all. Use stainless steel or use glass or use cast iron. I use the stainless steel. Cast iron, to me, is too much maintenance.
Cast iron is a lot of maintenance, but there is nothing like cooking some eggs and organic butter and cast iron.
But the oil gets in there, it turns black, and you got
to... No, I know. It's too
much maintenance.
It's a lot of maintenance. It's
so
old school.
I had enough of the cast iron, but you're right, though. Cast iron eggs?
Yeah. You season them right on there. You make a whole thing on it. If you guys use cast iron, I'd only do it for a big party of eggs. You got three or four, five, six people you're making eggs for. And making three or four eggs by yourself in cast iron, it's entirely too much work.
Oh, by the way, it says that silver and China and the U.S. are in a metal war right now.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of stuff going on. Oh, by the way, silver's still going through the roof, bud. I want to mention that just warning real quick. So we'll see what happens long-term wise with it, because it's done this before, but never to this level.
100 is the floor on it, man, eventually. Once it breaks 100, you're going to see a big sell-off.
But the gold is much higher than 20-1 now, so it's going to be interesting. By the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life, for Jesus is the answer, because he's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. You know, he created the universe, for us. So through him, all things are held together. So keep your hearts and minds in him all of the time, and remember, pray for us. We need the prayer. Really do, and we'll continue to pray for you guys, and thank you so much for your support, especially when we come to this new year, Austin. Thank you again.
Yeah, rolling in the new year this week. Be sure to stay updated on the emails. Check out the best sellers. Got a lot of products on here. Got a few more we're going to be adding soon to their best sellers. Thanks for leaving the reviews. Leave more if you can. I really appreciate those. That gives us feedback on everything. Text us, or call us, email us, healthmasters.com. Thank you so much. You guys have a fantastic evening. And we'll talk to you on this show.
And remember, magnesium thionate, which is in our magnesium brain food, really helps to pull aluminum out of the system.
That's exactly right.
You got to take that stuff every day. I love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.